Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brother Oscar York with another podcast of Chatting from the Word. We are so delighted that you are joining us and that we hope that we have been some aid to you in your Christian walk. We hope that this program has been benefiting you and have been beneficial for you as you travel this Christian journey. First of all, let me say that our show this morning on YouTube went well. We hope and pray that all get a chance to view it and watch it. We did the last part, I believe we'll finish with the Hebrew book, the chapter 9, talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if you miss any sections, segments of that, you can always go back and watch them and study. You can still study along with me in that series of lessons. And about, and as I told the audience on this morning, you can always use that as a tool when you are trying to tell others about Christ or winning others to Christ. You know, it's important. That I don't know about you, but it's important that I go to heaven. I hope and pray that going to heaven would be your main goal as you live this Christian life. Sometimes things coming our way where it gets tough, but keep the faith, because that's what the Lord is looking for: some faithful servants to be doing his will, his work, and one day make it into heaven. And as always, I've been saying this for a couple months now, I need sponsors. The sponsor our show, Chatting from the Word, I believe it's doing good. I know it's doing some good somewhere, somehow. So sponsor our show. Churches, we're only asking for $200 a month if you have it in your budget to do that. And if you want to sponsor the show individually, any amount will do. Contact me. You can email me or either talk with me on Facebook. Now, I haven't had no takers yet, but I hope and pray that y'all love Brother York out there and want to see this program, this show, nourish and grow, and that we can upgrade it and maybe be on other stations that we can really broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ is important. I don't know how you feel about the gospel of Jesus Christ, but Christ died so that the world can be saved in him. You see, so that's how important the gospel of Jesus Christ is, and I take it myself to be that much important also. And we hope and pray you all that are listening are doing the same, because Christ died so that you and I may have a chance at salvation. So I hope and pray that this program is benefiting you and helping you in your Christian growth. And those that are listening that are not a member of the body of Christ, we hope that we have said something to cause you to think about your soul's salvation. Because I truly believe the word says that you can only be saved in the body of Christ or the church of Christ. So we hope and pray that would be your thinking because of the lesson that we have brought on occasion many times you have listened to them. I hope and pray that you have learned, and after Brother Oscar has showed you the scriptures, you can see for yourself that the body of Christ is right. And the reason why I said this, because many of you have not called in to let me know that you disagree with me. Not one yet. And this is what this podcast is all about. This gives you an opportunity, if you have any questions or comments, to call me. If you want prayer, give me a call. The number is 657-383-0883. This is the time that you can call in and have a chat with Brother Oscar York on the things that he have been teaching. If you disagree with me, let me know. But have scriptures to back you up. Make sure that the scriptures is lining up what you're saying. Because I believe in the scriptures. I believe in obeying and going by scriptures. If it's not found in the scriptures, there's no merit to it at all if it's not found or basis in the scriptures. And many people, many religions, as I said this morning, many of them, many teaches false teachings, because basically the things that they are teaching or doing is not Bible-based. And many try to make it Bible-based by bringing in men's creed and the way they are thinking. But what about the Word of God? See, at the end, God's going to judge us by His Word. He's not going to judge us by my Word. He's not going to judge us about anybody's Word, but by His Word. And His Word is contained in the book that we call the Bible. And if you can't find what your denomination is teaching in the Bible, if I was you, I'd run as fast as I can to the local body of Christ and make sure that that body of Christ is teaching what thus says the Lord. We're going to pray at this moment. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have brought up. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who bled down on Calvary Mountain, that we through his unselfish act could have salvation. Father, we come praying for the body of Christ, those that are really teaching God's word through your word. Father, we pray that they continue on winning men to Christ, continue on being your ambassadors when it comes to telling others about Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for each member of the church that's listening. We pray, Father, that you be with them. Help them through this Christian journey. Be with them when times get tough and the going get rough. Pray for those that's not in the mother body. We pray, Father, that they may see what we're teaching and come and ask, what must I do for salvation? We hope and pray that lesson that we have our minds, that they may listen and may be attentive to it and may add it to their lives. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, if there be anyone that is disagreeing with Brother Oscar York, this is your chance to call in and let me know. But have scriptures to back up what you are claiming to be contained in the Word of God. And the call-in number is 657-383-0883. The call-in number again is area code 657-383-0883. Now, before I came on the air today, I put it on Facebook to let all know that they can call in and either listen to the program, ask questions, or we can pray for you if you desire prayer. We can pray for you right here on the air if you desire prayer. So we're doing our part to let you know about this podcast. So we hope and pray. If you don't join me today, that you join us tomorrow. If it be the Lord's will, that the Lord give us a tomorrow. So we hope and pray that you do that. As always, those of you who do not have your Bibles, go get them. Go get your Bibles, because I want you to see what Brother Oscar is saying is contained in the Word of God. So go get your Bibles. We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you. We don't have all day, but we'll wait. We'll wait for you. As they are going getting their Bibles, as I said at this time, I always love preaching and teaching God's Word, and I always love hearing good preaching done if it's basically from God's Word, and teaching if it's basically out of God's Word. And I believe that if we're going to teach God's Word, we need to come from God's Word and nobody else. God is the Word. Christ is the Word. Preach Him. Preach Christ. And that's what we're doing here. We want to teach Christ. We want to chat about Him on this afternoon. And we hope and pray that everyone had a good weekend this weekend. We hope and pray that everyone got a chance to praise God, praise the Lord on yesterday, being the first day of the week. We hope and pray that y'all have a jubilant time worshiping, praising Him, and singing songs unto His matchless name. We hope you all that went to get your Bibles, that you finally got them. And James tells us in James 1, verse 21, James says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." We hope and pray that all came to hear God's word, are listening to hear God's word. We hope and pray that you prepare your mind to accept what God's word had to say to you on this grand day, on this afternoon. Let me read that again. James said, "Wherefore, lay upon all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." This word is able to save your soul, my listeners. It's able to save you to the utmost, the word of God. But on this afternoon, I want to take a lesson from the book of Philippians, I do believe. The book of Philippians. And I had it marked. Here we go. The book of Philippians, I believe the chapter is 4. And we want to begin reading at verse 4. Here Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. I love this chapter. This is one of my favorite talk that Paul had with the Philippian church. And here he simply tells them to rejoice in the Lord. When? Always. See, some of us, we just want to just come to church and rejoice on the Sunday. But here Paul says, rejoice when? Always. And again he says, rejoice. Paul knew the importance of rejoicing because he said it a second time. He said, rejoice always. And again I says, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And that's something. If Paul is telling us, let's have self-control. Let's have self-control. Most today do not want to have self-control. As you look around the world, as you look around your neighborhood, as you cut on your TV, many are getting upset, many are getting angry, many are doing things that is crazy because they do not have self-control. And that has been the trouble in the world today. We get so angry, we get so mad, we get so, and we cannot contain, some of us cannot contain that anger. Self-control, moderation, Paul said, is the thing to be. And then Paul said, be careful for nothing. The word here, careful, means be anxious for nothing. But don't you know, church, my friend, my listening audience, when you look around and you see that is just the opposite of what people are doing today. People are very anxious. Very anxious. They move fast. They want this fast. Can't be patient. Very anxious. They want to go to get their meals real fast. They could pull up to McDonald's and McDonald's have a hamburger in their flash. They won't get home and cook their meal. They don't want to take out time to eat at table or to cook together so the family can be together. They won't put in the microwave and eat it real fast and out the door they go. None of us wants to slow down today. Everyone is in a hurry to get where? That's the question. We all are in a hurry, but where are we going? Where are we going? Mo said, well, I don't want to be late for work. My suggestion to that is get up early. Mo said, well, I got an appointment at a certain time. My suggestion to that is start early. And you won't be in so much of a rush. But we live in society today where everything got to be now. Nobody will not want to wait. Everybody, as they said, they want their pie in the sky and eat it now. No one don't want to climb the ladder of success or climb down the ladder of no success. We all are in a rush for monies. We all in a rush for a nice home. We all in a rush for a nice car. We all in a rush for this and for that, and none of us are being patient. All of us are anxious. We're just moving so fast. And here Paul said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Listen how Paul worded this. But in everything, by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving. You know, if you are thanking God, to sit down and think about it now. Let's think about it. Prayer and supplication. Supplication is really digging deep and talking with God, allowing God to know what we truly need. Supplication is basically like crying and saying, God, help me. I need help. But here Paul said, with thanksgiving. Oh, man, that's something. Think about it. If you got chance, time to just sit down and sometimes think about what you're thankful for. Think about the goodness of God. Think about everything God has blessed you with. Don't you know we don't have time to ask for anything? Because don't you know God has given us all a blessing? God has blessed us all that are alive today. You know, they say, if you take out time to count your blessing, you won't recognize that you are blessed or not blessed. If you take time to count your blessing, you might not want for nothing because you recognize you are blessed beyond blessing. And I've heard people say that many times, brother, I'm blessed beyond blessing, but still yet they're complaining about something. If you recognize you're blessed beyond blessing, if you recognize God has truly blessed you, that's no reason to complain. Because God has blessed us all. Many of us might complain about not having a job. If God gave you health and strength, go get you a job. If it's one out there to be gotten, most of us complain we ain't making enough money. Budget your money. The reason why some of us are talking about not enough money because sometimes we live above our means. Budget your money. Budget your time. And then Paul said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, when you start recognizing how blessed you are before you must pray, because God knows what we need before we ask him. But if you recognize how blessed you are, how through your thanksgiving and recognize your blessing outweighs your bad. Recognize your good outweighs your bad. And you don't need really ask for anything because God already gave you everything. You could be at peace with God. You could be at peace with yourself. The main thing we do sometimes, and I'm including myself, we worry about things that we do not have. But do we need those things that we don't have? You think about it for a moment. People that have nice homes, what's happening to them? Look over at California. Them nice homes are being burned down already. And most people cry and say, oh, I've been living here for 25, 30 years. Now it's gone. People complain about not having a ride. Looking like this, if you had a ride, you got to put gas in, you got up. Make upkeep to it and everything else. It's all right. I'm not saying not to want these things. But to the point of we're worrying about when we don't have it, instead of doing something to get it, which is nothing wrong with that. But we stop worrying about things we cannot do anything about. And here Paul said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And my favorite part of this is what he says next. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. What things, Paul? Those things which ye have heard, both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Think about Paul's life for a moment. Before Paul became the ambassador of Christ, before Paul became a Christian, he was Saul, he was persecuting the church. He was one of the highest rank in the, one of the highest ranks that you can have. But Paul says this in chapter 3. Say, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. Paul said, I could be proud of what I am. Paul said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinking that he had, he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul said, if you truly think you could brag about what you was and what you do and what you have, I could do more. Paul said, I was circumcised 8 days, the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, touching the law, a Pharisee. That's what I'm trying to say. He was one of the highest ranking Pharisees, touching the law, a Pharisee. In other words, he knew the law backwards and forwards. But he persecuted the church. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless not count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul said that he count what he used to be as dung, our refuge, our garbage, so that he can win Christ. Do we feel that way, my friend? Paul said, the things, those things I do, see, you see me in me do. Paul said, I'm not no more that man I used to be. And I'm glad I'm not, because I'm in Christ Jesus, Paul said here. And then Paul said, and be found in me, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being unto his death, by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing that I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, do the things I do. And you recognize that all is beautiful, all is well, all is fine. We're going to end it there. We're so glad to be chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you brought our way. We thank you for each listener that listened. We hope that this lesson will bless them in a way that they recognize how good you are, Father. In Jesus' name, do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, visit my webpage and Bible. We see you on tomorrow, next day, next same time, same station. Have a good day.